Facebook is facing tough questions in the wake of the 2016 presidential election. Did Russians use social media to sway the election? Why is there so much fake news? Why isn't Facebook more transparent? Similar questions are being asked here in Illinois, where Facebook has already begun reshaping political campaigns in some big ways. GLT's Ryan Denham has the story.
Facebook offers something that every candidate wants, a cheap way to get their message out. At the same time, Facebook this year has also significantly increased its campaign contributions to Illinois lawmakers, doling out $92,000 to dozens of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, almost all of it within the last 2 months. Critics in Illinois are concerned that a lack of accountability in Facebook advertising, compared with TV and radio ads, could impact local and statewide elections. If the Russians could do it for a president, the thinking goes, how easy would it be for someone to manipulate a city council race? Put another way, what's the 2017 equivalent of this well-known political ad sign-off?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Here's State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, who's become one of Facebook's chief critics in Illinois over political ads.
Facebook and digital media play by a completely different set of rules than broadcast media. And here's the difference. There are no rules.
Facing this criticism and more in Congress, Facebook says it's committed to increasing transparency on political ads. The social media giant will soon require more thorough documentation from advertisers who want to run election-related ads to verify their identity. Users will also be able to see a list of all advertisements that a particular Facebook page is running. That's not currently possible, meaning you're only able to see the ads that you've been shown because of an advertiser's targeting decisions. Here's Facebook General Counsel Colin Stretch during recent testimony on Capitol Hill.
Going forward, we're making significant investments. We're hiring more ad reviewers, doubling or more our security engineering efforts, putting in place tighter ad content restrictions, launching new tools to improve ad transparency, and requiring more information from political ad buyers.
Facebook's advertising platform, powered by gobs of demographic data about its users, is tailor-made for political candidates who want to reach voters. For less money, it offers better audience targeting options than TV and radio ads. Advertisers can spend as little as $5, and the granular targeting allows you to target zip codes or even congressional districts. That's a big improvement over TV ads, which are seen by such a large audience that some of them may not even be in the right legislative district. Another key difference is that campaigns don't have to report their specific online ads to the Federal Communications Commission, like they do for TV and radio. That's according to Sarah Bruni, executive director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, which analyzes campaign spending.
I hear from people all the time that they just are flabbergasted by the amount of money in politics. They see the governor's race with over $100 million raised so far, and a lot of that money has been spent. They want to know where that money's going, and they want to know who's buying the ads that are showing up on their personal social media sites, and they want to know who's trying to influence them. It doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing, but there has to be some accountability for those people who are trying to influence our elections.
It's actually really hard to tell how much money is being spent on Facebook ads being served to Illinois voters, much less what those ads say. Local and state candidates have spent a record $45,000 so far in 2017. That's according to data from the State Board of Elections, and that's up from just $7,000 4 years ago. During the 2015-16 cycle, Illinois candidates for federal office spent $26,000 in total on Facebook ads, according to Federal Election Commission data. That's just part of the story, because it's impossible to tally how much political action committees spent on those ads. Here in McLean County, Facebook ads are now part of the regular campaign process. State records show that Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner's campaign spent $336 on Facebook ads during his successful re-election campaign this year. Normal mayoral candidate Mark Tiratilli, who narrowly lost his challenge against incumbent Chris Kuse, spent $370 on Facebook ads. Tiratilli says Facebook is just another tool in the toolbox. He says free and paid Facebook posts helped his message reach more voters, especially the opportunity for back-and-forth dialogue. Tiratilli paid to send a mailer, that's postage and printing, but he didn't run any radio ads. The high school teacher says Facebook is cheaper.
They are definitely less costly. So in terms of the number of people that I think are effectively engaged, it seems that you can make that go further on Facebook than in other areas.
Elsewhere in Illinois, some Facebook ads have caused problems. Menar, the state senator from Bunker Hill, recently battled with a social media company when Republicans in Christian County bought an ad wrongly claiming that Menar voted in favor of bailing out Exelon. Menar actually voted against helping that nuclear power company, but Facebook refused to delete the ad. Instead, it removed the ad Menar bought, seeking to correct the record. Menar is exploring whether there's a way to subject Facebook to the same standards that apply to TV and radio broadcasters. Bruni with the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform says she'd support that too. Here's Menar.
There has to be a public conversation moving forward about how this impacts our democracy in very big terms. This is just one instance that I went through in the last 4 weeks. But when a multinational company that's making billions of dollars tells public officials that it's not their job to make sure that the public has the correct information, when they are giving the public the avenue to consume information about public officials and public policy decisions, that to me is about as un-American of an approach as I could imagine.
Facebook, Twitter, and Google are all facing scrutiny in Congress about potential Russian interference in the 2016 election.
As a fiduciary for the state of Illinois, I'm worried that our investments in Facebook may lose value.
That's Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs, who says those questions about transparency and accountability could threaten Facebook's reputation and expose it to litigation or more legislation, potentially lowering its share price. That would hurt Illinois because we're all investors in Facebook. Frerichs backs a shareholder proposal demanding that Facebook disclose information on its oversight and policies to stop the spread of fake news, election meddling, and hate speech.
We have called as shareholders on Facebook to have more accountability, to give us a greater insight into what actually went on in that last election, because we think greater accountability is going to be ultimately better for the company and will limit their reputational and legislative risk.
In the wake of the Russia investigations, Facebook has told federal regulators that it welcomes further guidance from the FCC regarding disclaimers in internet communications. The company says changes are necessary to keep pace with how people consume ads these days. Here's one sign that Facebook senses regulatory changes on the horizon: an increase in campaign contributions to Illinois candidates who it might need to lobby in the near future. In 2015 and 2016, records show that Facebook contributed about $5,700 a year to local and state candidates. So far in 2017, that's jumped to $92,000, almost all of it since October 2nd. Those contributions include $10,000 to State Senator Bill Brady, $2,500 to State Senator Jason Berrickman, and $1,000 to State Representative Dan Brady. They're all Republicans, but Facebook made similar contributions to Democrats, like House Speaker Mike Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton. That spike in campaign contributions corresponds to another recent Facebook expansion in Illinois. It recently added three floors to its Chicago office space, enough room for more than 500 workers. Dan Brady, the Bloomington Republican, says he can't recall any specific bill for which Facebook lobbied him.
They decide we're going to be more of the political process and let those people out there know we exist. And we're going to donate to campaigns. We're going to pick people we think we have potential.
So why now? Why all the contributions?
I would imagine that the way the landscape is changing, there'll be those issues of domain. There'll be those issues of what you can or can't do ad-wise. There'll be things that will be coming out legislative-wise, and maybe they think they can be ahead of the curve, if you will, if that would begin to change that landscape in Illinois.
As Facebook faces potential new regulation at the federal or even state level, Berrickman says it makes sense that the company would respond by trying to connect with lawmakers.
It's unsurprising to me that you're beginning to see a little more political activity from the Facebooks of the world.
Berrickman says he's familiar with the issue faced by Menar's campaign.
That is a bit of the world that we live in, and when we enter that political arena, as a public official or a candidate to become a public official, the reality is that there's going to be all kinds of people who say and do all kinds of things, you know, for you and against you. And so I think as lawmakers, we have to be cautious about the notion that we can somehow regulate this in logical ways. That's not to say that, you know, some regulations might not be in order. I just approach it from a cautious mindset.
Dan Brady notes that campaign contributions from Facebook would have been unheard of 10 years ago for him. Now, as Facebook's influence on our daily lives has grown, so has its political influence.
We're in a whole different era than letters to the editor day.
I'm Ryan Denham.
Thanks to IPR's Dusty Rhodes for her contributions to that story. You can hear a graphic, you can see a graphic showing how much political Facebook ads have increased on our website, wglt.org.